tell me about the Chandler Branch before the tape ran out?
Well, it goes right down the back of this place and goes right down into Brooks Lake. And they are two creeks. One is a big Haines Creek. The other is a little Haines Creek, they call it. That's the streams that I know of. And then the Yellow River. I believe that's about the extent of it.
Okay. Wouldn't you call us a very small rise in the land? It's not really huge. It's just pretty small. What would you call that?
Rise in the land?
Well, it's just like you're walking across and all of a sudden the land started going up like that. And you had to
That's up the hill.
Hill.
Well, it's a hill.
What if it is really big like they have up in North Georgia? It wouldn't be a hill. What would it be?
Mountain.
Okay. Oh, what do you call the rocky side of a mountain that drops off real sharp?
It's making a rocky. What's the matter with it?
Let's see.
We got it.
Okay, now it's fixed. Let me answer that question again. The rocky side of a mountain that drops off really sharp is called what?
The cliff.
Okay. If you're up in the mountains where the road goes across in a low place, what would you call that?
Valley.
You would call a, yeah, it could be, there's a place up in North Georgia, it's called
Rabun Gap.
Okay. What'd you call a place where boats come up, they stop, you know, like they've been on long voyage and they stop, they're going to unload. What would you call that place?
They stop at the dock.
Okay. If you're walking in the water, I mean, it's not in the water, if you're walking in the woods and you look up and you see that way up on top of a hill or something, there's water flowing down, and it flows all the way down the side of the hill, what would you call that?
Waterfall.
Okay. This road that goes past in front of your house is, well, it's not a dirt road, is it? What kind of road would you call that?
Paved road.
Okay. Do you have a special name for a little road that runs off of the main road?
Uh-huh. Driveways.
Okay. Do you usually think of driveway as being the road that leads up to someone's house?
Mm-hmm, I do.
You ever think of driveway as leading just being another road?
Well, you have a, yes, I guess you would say that it was a driveway if you were going to your lake. If you had a lake, well, you would have to have a road going to the lake. Well, it would be a driveway in a way.
Uh-huh. Would you ever call anything else?
Well, we used to have field roads.
Where did they lead to?
They lead to the fields. We'd have a field well from the house, and well, it'd be so far that you'd have to go in the wagon, you know, and just take your lunch and spend the day.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd call that the field road.
Okay. Now, you don't live in town, but I know you've been to town and you've seen these things. What do you call the little, the thing that people walk on that goes beside the road?
Sidewalks.
Okay. Okay, let's suppose that you were getting dressed up, perhaps to go to church, and you had a lot of little things that were strung up together, and you used those to go around your neck as an ornament. What would you call these things?
I would call it my beads.
What if you had, instead of just one row, maybe it were two or three rows strung together? Would you still call it just beads, or would you call it anything besides, would you say just plain beads, or?
I think so.
Okay.